This is World Soccer Talk Radio. It is a pleasure and a privilege to be with you as always. My name is Nate Abarea, coming to you right here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Subscribe to us on iTunes, TuneIn, and Stitcher. Check out the website, worldsoccertalk.com. We are one day away from the start of the greatest show on earth. It's the Premier League, one day away. Would you believe it, baby? Tweet us at World Soccer Talk. Tweet us at Sports Byline USA. And if you want to let me know that you think that I'm a madman for saying that Arsenal are going to win the Premier League title, or you want to tell me that Raheem Sterling is going to do work for Manchester City and that I'm just a bitter Liverpool fan, or all you Tottenham fans want to keep spewing hate at me the way you guys do, quite well. The best spiteful fans in the Twitter sphere are Tottenham fans. By the way, Mr. Thomas Rongen, keep up your amazing work in the Twitter sphere with all of your Blue Velvet, Trailer Park Boys, and Hangover 3 memes that you've been sending me. Thank you for those, sir. Gary Richards, the former QPR man, is going to be with us on the show, the former co-host of the 2Gs. Remember that show? Fantastic show. Used to be one of my favorites. A former Fox soccer analyst. And Gary Richards, hey, going with the theme of things of late. Gary's a huge Arsenal supporter. So we're going to keep this Premier League preview going. Send us your picks. You got to get these in. Get these tweets out. Get your fantasy teams ready. Get your predictions down on paper in permanent ink. No changing them the way I would always do on the Friday before the opening weekend of Premier League season as a kid. I'd make my picks. I'd draw out my 1 through 20 table on Friday night. And then I change everything around on Sunday afternoon. Don't do that. That's not allowed. That's cheating. It was wrong of me to do that when I was a child. You got to get these things down, etched in stone today. Get your fantasy Premier League teams ready. Pick your leading scorer. Pick your title contenders. Pick your top four. First manager to get the sack. All that good stuff. Tweet it all to me at Nate WST. Cannot wait to hear from you. I can't wait to get this conversation going with Gary Richards on the other side of this break. Stay tuned. Come on, you gooners. Oh, my goodness.
See the world's best matches live, wherever you are, with Fox Soccer To Go. Watch select live matches on your smartphone, on your tablet, and on your computer. Get the app, get the games, and get your fix. Live soccer and more. Anytime, anywhere.
Sign up to watch the Bundesliga and Champions League at soccerondish.com.
Are you sick and tired of cable and satellite prices going up and up and up? If you're a sports fan like me, one of the main reasons you're keeping your TV subscription is to watch ESPN. But did you know that you can cut the cord, cancel your TV subscription, and watch ESPN live and legally on your computer, tablet, Roku, or phone, and save a ton of money? With a subscription to Sling TV, you can watch all the ESPN, ESPN2, TNT, TBS, and AMC that you want. Plus, you also get the SEC Network, ESPN Bases Loaded, ESPN Buzzer Beater, Univision, and much more. From SportsCenter to Hoops, Sling TV has got the best in live sports action and commentary. And today, you can get a free 7-day trial to Sling TV just by going to slingmytv.com. Again, to get a 7-day free trial to Sling TV, go to slingmytv.com today. That's slingmytv.com.
If you're a soccer fan and you want to cut the cord and watch more of the beautiful game, NGSN may be the online streaming service you're looking for. FreeSoccerTrial.com. With NGSN, you get live, legal, and on-demand access to matches from the Eredivisie, J-League from Japan, K-League from Korea, Argentina's Primera Division, Portugal, Ecuador, Russian Premier League, as well as leagues from Bolivia, Venezuela, and more. The games are in HD, and commentaries are available in your choice of English or Spanish. And this is a completely new and legal way to watch soccer games in the US. Try it, and I think you'll be impressed. All you have to do is go to freesoccertrial.com and sign up today for your free 30-day trial to NGSN. Again, that's freesoccertrial.com. freesoccertrial.com. Cheers.
Looking to break away this spring? Visit the sun-soaked bayside town of Tiburon, located just minutes from San Francisco. The Lodge at Tiburon is steps from the ferry docks and nestled among Tiburon's upscale boutiques, charming cafes, and unique galleries. Dine at the award-winning Tiburon Tavern, serving innovative dishes prepared with ingredients grown in our very own garden. Spring rates starting from $199 a night. Join us at the Lodge at Tiburon and create long-lasting memories. For reservations, call 1-877-614-6068 or go to lodgeattiburon.com.
World Soccer at Soccer Radio is back here with you on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. My name is Nate Abarea. Tweet me with the love mail and the hate mail at Nate WST. Gary Richards, the former professional footballer with Queens Park Rangers, a former co-host of the 2G's radio program and an analyst for Fox Soccer. Gary Richards is with us. How you doing, sir? Welcome to the show.
Nate, it's glad to. I'm glad to talk to you. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing real good. And as many people remember from listening to the 2G's, you are quite the Arsenal supporter. Now, I thought surely I'd be in a relatively small camp as far as my confidence in Arsenal winning the title this year. And then I've been outward about this. I've picked Arsenal to win it all. But lo and behold, almost everybody is picking Arsenal to win the title. I mean, we've had almost the entire NBC crew on this show over the last week. Everybody from NBC is picking Arsenal. Everybody besides Robbie Musto, of course. Over in the UK, guys from Sky and the BBC are picking Arsenal to win it all. As an Arsenal fan, are you ready to hop aboard this Gooner Express to the Premier League title or what?
I would buy a ticket and I'd probably miss the first bus and be a little bit dubious. You know, as an Arsenal fan, and especially over the last 10 years, you know, being close only counts in, hand grenades. Petacek has been a huge acquisition. He's the only purchase that Wenger has made this year. Always been critical of his transfer market dealings. You know, it's not always been the best, and he's had a few errors here and there. I still think that they're a world class striker away. Although you've got Giroud, who's a terrific week in and week out, grinds it away, gets his sleeves rolled up and really puts a shift in. Theo Walcott wants to be that number nine. He hasn't got it. Showed that in the Charity Shield last weekend. He's not strong enough to be able to hold the defenders away. Somebody as good as John Terry is just going to eat him up all day. He's got the speed to turn and beat people, but he needs to push that ball past and run onto it. So he's not the answer. So I still feel that, Arsenal could pip Man City for second. I hate to say it because Graham from the 2Gs is going to love me for this, and it's his birthday weekend, so I'm going to give him kudos for that, is the fact that I still think Chelsea are the team to beat.
You know, we're going to get to that a little bit later, and one of my questions that I want to talk about or ask you later in the show is why are more people not making the easy pick and saying that Chelsea are going to be back-to-back champions? Why are people so hot on Arsenal right now? And so let's stay on the North London train here. Why are people so hot on Arsenal? Because again, I thought it was going to not necessarily just be me, like I was going to have some kind of, insider pick with Arsenal this year, but I've been shocked at the amount of people here in the US and of course in England that are picking Arsenal. Why are people finding Arsenal to be the trendy title pick?
I think what you're seeing is that last year there was a lot of injuries. Every time you're coming out of a World Cup series, there's always a lot of dragging to be had because of the players that are just going to struggle to get fit, haven't had the rest that they've needed. The niggly injuries start kicking in. And so you tend to struggle, and Arsenal struggled a lot with that last year. Getting players fit for the long haul is a full season. And I think this year, not having that, they've had a bit more of a rest. And the rest really isn't a rest anymore. You know, it's not a six-week, eight-week, 12-week vacation. You know, they get a couple of weeks, so they're fit all year round. You know, they have to really watch what they're doing. And I think that majority of the Arsenal players that have been together, you know, Arsene Wenger is big on keeping a group together, not making too many movements in the transfer market, and building some solidarity there. And that's really where Arsenal's movement has changed to this year being not just an awful ran, but also a serious contender. I think with Chelsea, they are, you know, have that same sort of mentality. They stick a lot of players together there in and out of the squad. But I think that they're getting older. You know, Arsenal are not getting older, not yet. And this young group are starting to come into their own. And I think between now and give it another 2 years is their window. That if he can keep this group together for the next 2 years, that's the window where you'll see them really push for the Champions League, push for the Premiership. You know, they've also already won the FA Cup for the last 2 years. That's pretty hard to do. Winning it back-to-back is one thing. Winning it is really the toughest thing of all. And Arsenal proved that they can do that over the last couple of years. Now they've got that stepping stone. What can we do next? And that's really the key.
Well, the youthful exuberance has been there for a number of years in these Arsenal teams. Now there's a level of grit that has not been there in, many people would say, hasn't been there in nearly a decade. And there's one player in particular named, well, he's affectionately known as Le Coq. And I speak, of course, of Coquelin. And we had Robbie Earle on the show the other day. And Robbie is very high on Coquelin as well. And one thing that he pointed out, though, is kind of a worrisome kind of idea for Arsenal fans is that all these comparisons to Patrick Vieira keep coming out for Coquelin and the gritty, tall midfielder, Frenchman, strength, cutting down passing lanes, all that good stuff. Patrick Vieira had Emmanuel Petit with him, and Petit was also a pretty hard man in the midfield. Can Ramsey or Cazorla, whoever partners up with Le Coq in there, can they provide enough defensive presence to allow Coquelin to succeed? Or is it going to be, you know, all the brute strength from Le Coq and then all the finesse from Ramsey and Cazorla?
I think that to compare the two, you're right on the money of comparing Vieira, even down to his temper and his getting into yellows and getting reds and getting it stuck in and not afraid to back down. That's exactly what Vieira made a name for himself doing, you know, just really winding up and upsetting the opposition. And that's exactly what Coquelin can do. But there's a lot more to his game than that. You know, he breaks up so many plays, you know, turnovers. He gets in there where he needs to be. He really is that solid block that defends the back line of Arsenal. Now, as far as Petit, he's just a wondrous player. I think similarly, I think that you're going to – Ramsey is not that player. Ramsey is not that finesse player. And I think that that's where the difference will be. Cazorla is. He has that really good foot. He has a good vision. He's able to spread the ball around. At the end of last season, he was really on form. He had a great spell. Unfortunately, I think the league is getting so hard for these players to be consistently good for the amount of time that they've got to play, 38, 48, 50 games with all the league competitions that are out there now. I don't think Cazorla can do that. So you need to find somebody that can step in when he's not on form. And I don't think Ramsey's quite the answer. Ramsey is one of those old-fashioned, you know, roll his sleeves up, get the job done week in and week out. And that changes the dynamics of what Arsenal do when he's on the field alone. But with the two of them, they really do help out Coquelin and enable Arsenal to do the counter-attacking football that they're now getting famous for.
I think they're going to balance each other out perfectly, in my opinion. This was a discussion with Robbie Earl the other day, and I think the balance of the styles of Cazorla or even Ramsey, I think it's going to go perfectly with the physicality of Coquelin. Now, we've got only 30 seconds before we got to head to break. My father, a diehard Arsenal supporter, and we had a very interesting heart-to-heart talk about Jack Wilshere yesterday, and I said, Dad, Jack Wilshere is like the modern-day Paul Gascoigne. What do you think about that statement before we head to break here, Gary?
I think you're absolutely, you're close. I don't think he has quite the personality that Paul Gascoigne has. I don't think he has the quality that Paul Gascoigne had. And I certainly don't think he'll have the star power that Paul Gascoigne brought to teams and to games. I just don't think, I think with all the injuries and everything that's going on with Jack Wilshere, I just think he's peaked a little bit too early. And I just don't see him going any further. I think Jack Wilshere is one of the players that probably, I wouldn't be sorry if he moved on.
I think the time is coming for Jack Wilshere to be moving on from Arsenal, and the comparisons to Gazza could go in many a different ways, and I've heard them from quite a few people. They are quite interesting. We could dedicate a whole other segment to that. We're talking about Chelsea, Tottenham, United, City, Liverpool, Everton, Newcastle, all those clubs on the other side of this break with Gary Richards. Stay tuned, World Soccer Talk Radio. Are you sick and tired of cable and satellite prices going up and up and up? If you're a sports fan like me, one of the main reasons you're keeping your TV subscription is to watch ESPN. But did you know that you can cut the cord, cancel your TV subscription, and watch ESPN live and legally on your computer, tablet, Roku, or phone and save a ton of money? With a subscription to Sling TV, you can watch all the ESPN, ESPN2, TNT, TBS, and AMC that you want. Plus, you also get the SEC Network, ESPN Bases Loaded, ESPN Buzzer Beater, Univision, and much more. From SportsCenter to Hoops, Sling TV has got the best in live sports action and commentary. And today, you can get a free 7-day trial to Sling TV just by going to slingmytv.com. Again, to get a 7-day free trial to Sling TV, go to slingmytv.com today. That's slingmytv.com.
If you're a soccer fan and you want to cut the cord and watch more of the beautiful game, NGSN may be the online streaming service you're looking for. FreeSoccerTrial.com. With NGSN, you get live, legal, and on-demand access to matches from the Eredivisie, J-League from Japan, K-League from Korea, Argentina's Primera Division, Portugal, Ecuador, Russian Premier League, as well as leagues from Bolivia, Venezuela, and more. The games are in HD, and commentaries are available in your choice of English or Spanish. And this is a completely new and legal way to watch soccer games in the US. Try it, and I think you'll be impressed. All you have to do is go to freesoccertrial.com and sign up today for your free 30-day trial to NGSN. Again, that's freesoccertrial.com. freesoccertrial.com. Cheers.
See the world's best matches live, wherever you are, with Fox Soccer To Go. Watch select live matches on your smartphone, on your tablet, and on your computer. Get the app, get the games, and get your fix. Live soccer and more. Anytime, anywhere.
Sign up to watch the Bundesliga and Champions League at soccerondish.com.
Are you tired of network announcers who are clearly pulling for the other team? Check out Rabble.tv, a new kind of television experience where you are in control of the audio. Rabble.tv allows users like you to broadcast your insights and opinions about sports and entertainment, free from the restraint of network predictability. Rabblers are creating a fresh new type of audio entertainment. Mute your TV and do your own play-by-play, provide running commentary, or just banter with your buddies. Or you can listen to other fans who love your team as much as you do. It's live, it's new, it's Rabble. Rabble.tv.
World Soccer Talk Radio back here with you on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. My name is Nate Aberea. Tweet me at @NateWST, the way many of you Tottenham fans love to do. And I'm already getting spiteful Tottenham tweets for comparing Jack Wilshere to Paul Gascoigne. Should have known better. We'll get over it. Gary Richards is with us here in this edition of World Soccer Talk Radio. We're talking all about Arsenal. And before we move on to the other London clubs, before we head up north to Manchester, Liverpool, and even up to the far north with Newcastle and Sunderland and go all around the UK and this preview of the Premier League season, let's finish up with Arsenal, because you talked about something in the last segment, saying that they're one top-flight striker away, in your opinion, from being Premier League champions. Well, it doesn't seem like that's going to come, so dealing with what they have, on a perfect day, if everybody's fit, who is your strike force for Arsenal, Gary?
I go back to the old-fashioned type of, you know, solid, big, able to head the ball, knock it about, put the defenders under serious pressure and put them off their game, Giroud. Play with him up front with the speed, and I would definitely, you know, I would look at Walcott being the knockoff man, you know, almost like the number 10, if you will, but not holding number 10, to be able to knock those balls up to Giroud. Giroud flicks it on, Walcott runs into the space, and there you have. We've seen it a few times over the last 2 years, and it really has worked well. I think that the problem is, if you go to the well too many times, defenses figure it out. And that's where, you know, at some point you've got to, you have such a wealth of talent at Arsenal that players can have multiple positions, and multiple positions have players to be able to insert them. Oxlade-Chamberlain proved it last weekend, getting to the byline, cutting that ball back, bang, there you have a goal against Chelsea, and it worked superbly. And that's what the Arsenal are starting to, you're starting to see that they're trying to change up where, you know, they're knocking about 1-2s all the way through. Arsenal were famous for taking one too many passes and trying to walk the ball into the net. Now they're working at going wide, working at coming back into the edge of the area rather than trying to walk it in through the goal line. And they're really trying to sort of work more systems into their style of play and really keep the opposition off guard.
Gary, where does Danny Welbeck fit in Arsene Wenger's plans, in your view?
I think that Danny Welbeck, for me, is maybe the cup run. You know, put him in the League Cup, put him in the FA Cup, put him in the Champions League. I think, you know, get him a lot more experience so that he's still an out-and-out winger for me. You know, he has a lot of speed. He likes to go out on that left-hand side. He prefers to play number nine, as does Theo Walcott. They've all wanted that number nine shirt. They want to play number nine. They want to be the glory hunter. Unfortunately, you know, if your talent doesn't show that and the manager sees it, you're not going to get that opportunity. And when you do, you better take it. And I haven't seen that. Danny Welbeck is a great squad player. He was definitely an asset for Arsenal when they needed it. Is he the answer? No, not at all. Are we going to see another Thierry Henry, another Dennis Bergkamp? Not for a while. I think we're getting close, but I don't think they're out there. And if you are going to get them, you're going to spend $100 million, and I don't, or £100 million, and I don't see the talent out there, to be honest with you. And that's exactly what Wenger's done, and that's why he hasn't bought anybody.
All right, Gary, I hope our boy Graham is listening, because we're heading to Stamford Bridge. We're talking Chelsea. We're talking defending champions. And I use that phrase, I want to put that in bold print right now. Defending champions, dominant defending champions. And it's as if people have forgotten how dominant Chelsea were last year and being able to play expansive football for the first half and then parking buses and going with Mourinho pragmatism and then the Mourinho Bible for the second half of the season, and both worked quite well and both saw Chelsea get ample points on their way to running away with the Premier League title. So we kind of teased this in the last segment. Why are more people not simply picking Chelsea to win the title this year?
Because I think everyone's seen the fact that Chelsea's bought medical insurance, because they're going to need crutches for Diego Costa most of the season. They're going to need crutches for Falcao most of the season. And Remy proved last week that he's just a bench warmer. And I think with the age of the team, they have been together quite a bit. Ivanovic, Cahill, Aspilicueta, And, of course, John Terry at the back there have been together quite a while now. And, you know, that's solid. And, yeah, parking the bus, getting 1-0 results, it's ugly football. But it gets you a championship. And that's what Mourinho's famous for. It doesn't matter how you win, it's winning. And that's all that he cares about. But I think the fact that you've got, you know, these aged players, I think that's why Chelsea are getting overlooked. Because sooner or later, the world dries up. And I think that that's why they're getting overlooked. And I think that teams this season are going to figure them out.
Well, talk about playing devil's advocate there, because you still have them pegged to do it this year. Or who are you taking as far as your Premier League title pick?
I'm actually on. I'm when we're done with this, I'm driving to Vegas. So I'm picking a ball up, and I'm going to throw it on the roulette wheel. And if it comes down red, then I'm going with Arsenal. If it comes down black, then I'll take Chelsea. and that's really how it's going to come down to. I think that's where you're at. Manchester United have made massive acquisitions, which we'll get into. And they really are changing the face of what Manchester United are about. They're trying to go and relive what they were in a new era. But with Chelsea, they've made a few adjustments here and there. Mourinho today signs a 4-year extension. I don't see him seeing that out. As they start failing, as they start falling apart, which I know they will, I think that he'll bolt in the paddock and leave. I don't think he'll stick out. He's not one of those that'll stick it out, I don't think. He's a winner. And when you start losing, he'll be the first to walk away. He's not going to stick through it, unlike other managers that we've seen that will not walk away and will try and stick through the hard times. Sir Alex Ferguson, Arsene Wenger, they'll stick through these hard times. I don't see Mourinho being that type of character. So once they start slipping, and it may not be this year, they may only, you know, if they don't win the league, then maybe they'll be second. But once they start slipping, I don't see him seeing out that 4-year deal.
All right, Gary, we got 3.5 minutes before we got to head to another break. So real quickly, let's head to Manchester. Better title shot this season, Man City or Manchester United, the revitalized Red Devils? Who you got as far as a better title contender, more likely to contend for the Premier League title?
Okay, if I'm the Arsenal fan that I'm supposed to be, Arsenal win the league, Chelsea go second, Man United third, Man City fourth. Is that how I see it? I think there's still too many problems within the Man City camp, and the owners and the upper management are sticking their finger in too much and really upsetting what the manager is trying to do there. That upsets the players. It disrupts their rhythm, their flow. They've got to keep everybody healthy. They're spending so much money at getting whatever they can, and they've not. I don't think they've really thought about the chemistry, and that's why players don't always fit. And I think that's where Manchester United, Louis van Gaal, I'm such a huge fan. Anything Dutch, I'm a huge fan of. They know the total game of football. Anything, you know, they just show up and they know how to do things right. And Louis van Gaal, yeah, he's got an open checkbook. If he wins the league this year, they'll say he bought the league. You know what? Blackburn did it way back. Chelsea's done it. Every good team out there has won the league by buying the best players, and that's how you do it. So if Manchester United do it, I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised with the talent that he's accruing over there.
All right, 2 minutes now. We head to Merseyside. Merseyside madness. Liverpool or Everton? More likely to disappoint their fans?
With the money that's being spent at Liverpool, I think they are going to be the big disappointers. Everton are just continual disappointers. They don't spend money. I'm sure the management is Scottish somewhere because they're too cheap to spend, and they don't like to spend. They try and use their great youth program to develop players. Ross Barkley, you know, is a terrific player. Look at what they brought through with him. You know, Wayne Rooney came through the Everton ranks. And yet they just fail to impress. You know, they can do so well for so long and then they just fall away. They can't do it consistently. And even with the manager that they've got now, Martinez, I just don't see him being the quality to get you into Europe. Maybe on vacation, maybe in Europa Cup next year, but I don't see them getting a Champions League or anything like that. Liverpool will always be there or thereabouts. Is Brendan Rodgers the man to get them there? He'll stick it out. He's not a walk away type of guy. But I think he's really going to struggle. He spent an awful lot of money having sold Raheem Sterling and replacing him with a lot of players. But once again, is that chemistry going to be there immediately for them to make a difference? Or once again, is that going to take that first year to settle in, second year to start making a difference, third year to start really improving and making runs at trophies? Do Liverpool have the patience to put up with him for another 3-4 years without anything?
I don't think so. I think that if Brendan Rodgers does not crack the top
four
this year...
That's why I leave it as an open-ended question.
Well, I think he's gone. I think the guillotine is waiting, and it's top four bust for Brendan Rodgers. And I know the Fenway group has shown quite a bit of patience with Brendan, but it's top four bust for Liverpool this year. And that's quite unfair for Brendan Rodgers, because no matter how much money they spend, that is not a top four squad. And I'm saying that as a Liverpool fan. They're the fifth or maybe sixth best squad collectively in the Premier League, but they have to make the top four. Otherwise, I say Rodgers is gone. We shall see how that whole thing plays out Anfield this year. We're back with more with Gary Richards on the other side of this break. World Soccer Talk Radio. Stay tuned.
The founder of Lumber Liquidators has returned and is taking us back to basics so you can get the best selection of quality hardwood at the best price. This week, get clearance deals on pre-finished hardwood starting at $129. Hand-scraped tobacco road acacia for much less than what you pay elsewhere. More from 59 cents and 18 months financing.
Hi, I'm Tom Sullivan. I started Lumber Liquidators over 20 years ago with the basic idea, cutting out the middlemen, just good wood at a good price.
Sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host that can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Want to be the next great sports announcer? Check out Rabble.tv, where you call the action. You already know more than the guys on TV. It's time to show the world what you can do by sharing your insights and opinions about the sports you love, like football, baseball, basketball, soccer, MMA, wrestling, and more. Everything from the biggest matchups in the world to a game right in your neighborhood. Join other Rabblers who are creating a fresh new type of audio entertainment. So mute the audio coming from that network guy who never liked your team anyway, and let us hear what you think. Rabble.tv.
Welcome back into World Soccer Talk Radio here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. My name is Nate Abarrea, and a huge thank you to the good folks at Rabble.tv for their continued support of this program. Did you check out the two new shows on Rabble last night? And they are available to listen to via podcast. So if you didn't catch them last night, You can still listen to them today. Divers and Cheats, a weekly show that discusses the topics of controversy in the soccer world, the topics that many in the soccer media would prefer to ignore. The show hosted by Kartik Krishnayar, heard every Thursday night at 6 p.m. Eastern time on Rabble. But again, you can listen to them on demand via podcast. So check out that one. Some guy named Nate was featured as a guest in that show last night. I heard he did pretty well. I don't know about it. Fantasy Soccer Insider, though, that is another good one. Weekly tips and tricks on how to improve your fantasy Premier League soccer scores. Join John Wallen, a.k.a. the Fantasy Gaffer, for that one. Divers and Cheats, Fantasy Soccer Insider, both shows live every Thursday night on Rabble.tv, but also available to listen to via podcast. And if you're doing your last-minute checkups for your fantasy Premier League teams, I suggest that you go listen to Fantasy Soccer Insider with our good friend, the fantasy gaffer, John Wallen. I got to finish up my fantasy team before the end of the day and get all ready for the Premier League season, which is under a day away, would you believe it? And it has been fantastic to be joined in this edition of World Soccer Talk Radio by the former co-host of the 2G's radio program, a Fox soccer analyst and a former professional footballer for Queens Park Rangers, Mr. Gary Richards. Gary, let's finish out this Premier League preview, and I've got an interesting one here. First set of supporters to turn toxic on their own team, Tottenham or Newcastle?
Newcastle. Tottenham are always in that dire straits, and the less said about Tottenham, the better. Newcastle are the biggest team, the biggest supported team that have never won anything. They're like the villain that everyone loves. Newcastle really should do better than they do. And with the fan base that show up week in and week out, even when they're losing, even when they want the manager fired, even when they want the owner fired, even when they'd rather watch a kids' team out there than their own paid professionals, they show up in droves, shirtless, freezing cold weather. They don't care. They love their town. They love their team. And it's not going to take long before they turn. They've got totally the wrong manager. They are just doomed to repeat exactly what happened last year.
Gary, I said Steve McLaren was my favorite for the first to get sacked race in England. I said it's going to be the second biggest embarrassment in Steve McLaren's managerial career. All of you fans of the English national team surely know what would rank as number one going back to the Euro 2008 qualifiers. But do you think McLaren's going to get the sack?
You mean he hasn't been fired already? The season hasn't started yet. What's wrong? I've lost money.
Is Mike Ashley, they say Mike Ashley, the patience of a wasp on speed. Where does he rank in worst owners in Premier League history for you?
Number one. He has no idea. You know what? There's one thing. There's a lot of managers out there, and people say, were they good players? No, Mourinho wasn't a good player. Wenger wasn't a good player. But they turned into great managers. Look at Hoddle. Hoddle at Tottenham, brilliant player, absolutely brilliant. If you see videos and YouTube him, he was one of the best. As a manager, an absolute disaster. So it doesn't always work. And I think what you're going to see with Mike Ashley is the same sort of philosophy. Great fan of the club, great fan of the town, great fan of football, absolutely disastrous when it comes to running a football club. He doesn't have a clue. He runs the football club with his heart instead of with his head. You have to have that clear mind. You know, football nowadays is, you know, it is a not a football club. It's a business. And as far as that goes, you need to make sure that that doesn't step into it. You know, you can't lead with your heart. It's just not going to help your cause. And I think that week in and week out, he can stand in the terraces. He can support his team. But you can't run a club financially as he has done and made the choices. If you were to pick 25 out-of-work managers right now, how can Steve McLaren be top of your list?
One of the best analogous statements that I have ever heard on this show, a fan being an owner is just like a great player being a manager. Gary Richards speaking the gospel right here in regards to Mike Ashley at Newcastle. All right, let's talk real quickly about Newcastle's neighbors. Let's talk about Sunderland. Do you see Newcastle and Sunderland being mired in a relegation fight this season? Is it going to be just repeat Groundhog Day all over again?
Unfortunately, yes. You know, Sunderland can be an exciting team on the day. And when they play at home, their fan base, just like Newcastle, get behind them and they can turn it on. With Sunderland, there's a lot more homegrown players that play as opposed to Newcastle. So I think that the players don't really embellish and relish what that means to that team. You know, wearing the shirt with such pride is really an honor. To become a footballer is such a huge honor. To play for a team that has such a huge following is such an honor. And for the disgrace that we've seen over the past few years from Newcastle's players, that they just, they're playing for a paycheck and they're not playing for a family of 60,000 fans week in and week out is just deplorable. I think that you'll see Sunderland above Newcastle this year. I really do believe that. I think there's a lot more heart at Sunderland than there is at Newcastle. And, yeah, they'll be close or thereabouts. I think, you know, the Aston Villas of this world are going to struggle. You know, of course, the promoted teams are going to be down there. I think just above that gap, you'll see Newcastle and Sunderland once again, twitchy bum time.
Northern nonsense up near the Scottish border. Gary Richards saying that Sunderland are going to finish above Newcastle. I got to agree with you, sir. Newcastle are going to continue to be the raging dumpster fire that entertains me every year. Cheers to you, Mike Ashley. I don't know what we would do without you. All right, last question as far as this Premier League preview goes. Give me your sleeper pick this year, or as we had to say with Rebecca Lowe the other day, a surprise package. We had to translate sleeper pick into a more British vernacular-friendly terminology. So your surprise package this year. Many people, speaking of Rebecca Lowe, looking at Crystal Palace under Alan Pardew as the potential surprise, the sleeper, the unexpected group to do work in the Premier League this season. Who you got as far as sneaking into something?
Yeah, Alan Pardew, he had his time at Newcastle and just did enough to be able to walk away with his head above water just before the ship sank there. I think Crystal Palace is doing a good job there. You know, they're a small club with very limited finances, almost went out of business several times. You know, so they do deceive. And they do that every year, and they come up with a big upset every now and again. The two South Coast clubs are what I'm really watching. I don't think it's a surprise if Southampton under Ronald Koeman does very well this year, but I'd be surprised if Bournemouth do. Bournemouth are one of those childhood clubs that if you ever watched in the 60s and 70s when I was growing up, were one of those clubs that you had to have a Subudio kit and you had to have those little teams that you flicked around on as a kid. You know, we don't have that anymore because kids have internet and computers. But always everybody wanted to have a Bournemouth team. They were one of those surprising teams that always showed up and gave it everything they did week in and week out. Looking at the Barclays Premier League as a title, underneath that, seeing Bournemouth and playing Aston Villa tomorrow, you just go, how did they get here? And I think that although they'll struggle, they may end up going down. I really hope that they can be the surprise this year. It will be such a Cinderella story for the league. And I think the league needs it. You've got the big boys. You know, you've got Man United, Chelsea, Arsenal, Liverpool with their money, even though they're not going to make that top five, top six, and Man City, of course. The gap between those guys and the also-rans is getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and it would be really, really nice to see a minor like Bournemouth just step it up and be a cat amongst the pigeons. I would really love to see that, and, I just don't see Watford being that. I think they'll just be a yo-yo team. They're going to go back down again. But I do really see Bournemouth. I'd love to see Bournemouth. I think that's more of a wish than a hope.
Dean Court will be rocking this season. By far the smallest stadium in the Premier League. Just over 11,000 at the Vitality Stadium, known for a long time as Dean Court in Bournemouth. And it will be rocking tomorrow as they host Aston Villa. Cannot wait. Best of luck to AFC Bournemouth. Definitely a lot of people in that camp, Gary, of hoping that they're able to stay up. It's such a great story that they are even in the Premier League to begin with in their season last year in the Championship. We've only got 4 minutes left here with you, and there's a few other things that I want to talk with you about. First off, you segued into this. English football in the 70s. When you think back to your QPR days and even growing up in the 60s and into the 70s, what do you remember the most about English football in that era? What are the memories that stand out? What are the feelings that come to mind when you think back to those days?
If you want to talk about feelings, it's the tackles that you used to take from some of the players and the referee looking the other way. that just doesn't happen anymore. I think that football has come a long way. You know, everything is subject to change and it's subjective. But I think that football back then, you know, those players were celebrities. You know, you had the stars out there. They were movie stars, some of the players out there. And I don't think you have that. You know, there's so much money out there. They're all making buku bucks. But I don't think the passion for playing for that team, you know, watching a local kid grow up, you know, Charlie George at Arsenal, for instance, he was a kid on the terraces watching Arsenal week in and week out at Highbury with his father, ends up getting into the youth team, ends up scoring the winning goal against Liverpool in the 1971 FA Cup final, laying on his back after scoring that winner in extra time. Those are the moments, that's what made me an Arsenal fan. You don't pick a club. Clubs pick you. And it's from moments that you watch over the years or a brief moment of you catching a game that turns you into a soccer player. And it's those moments that keep you coming back. People have asked me, what have I been doing since the 2G, since Fox? You know, I don't miss a game. I watch everything. I listen to everything. I take it all in. You know, internet is fantastic for us nowadays because we have the ability to watch all the games. Back then, I remember sitting in my first car at 16 years old. You know, I don't think the thing had wheels, but it was parked, and it had a radio and it had a battery, and I could listen to the commentary over the radio, over BBC, and you had to envision what it must have been like, and all the pictures came back to black and white, musty, foggy days in miserable, drenched, mud-soaked fields, and players carrying more mud off the ground when they finished the game than when they were playing on it. The football was so heavy, you know, and it's like, and still there was such skill out there compared to what you see nowadays. You know, there's very few that I would compare. You know, you can't, it's tough to say, put 1970 team against a 2015 team. It's completely different. You can't compare apples to oranges. But I think the grit, the grind, the amount of effort, the amount of work, the desire, the passion, the drive to make yourself the best in that team. You had that pride. I don't think you see that anymore. You know, look at England for an example. I think that a lot of players get so paid so well from their clubs, they don't want to risk losing that by playing for their country anymore. And I think, you know, somewhere deep down, they're not giving it their all. And I think eventually you could see the end of internationals because of that. You know, along comes a friendly, manager says you're ill, you've got an injury, you have to show up and you get cleared to go home. You don't play because they're more interested in playing for their club and getting a paycheck than they are playing internationally. Now, bringing that back, is that desire to play for the club just financial because it's a long term for that player, for his retirement, or is it true that they're playing for that shirt and for that badge?
I think we'll find out. We'll find out quite a bit this Premier League season. We'll find out what many of these players are made of. And Gary, it has been a pleasure having you on the show. You're welcome back anytime. Was a huge fan of the 2Gs growing up, and you guys were an inspiration to yours truly. Welcome back anytime. Thanks so much for your time, sir.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I'm going to be on the Rebel TV this season. I'm going to call some games, so it should be kind of fun.
Cannot wait for those. That was Gary Richards right here on World Soccer Talk Radio. What a guy. We're back after this to close down this edition of World Soccer Talk Radio. Stay tuned.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month, all at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
World Soccer Talk Radio back here with you on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, taking the express train home. Another huge thank you to Gary Richards for joining us on the show. Cannot wait to get Gary back on. I can't wait to hear some of those rabble casts featuring the former co-host of the 2Gs and the Fox Soccer analyst and the former Queens Park Rangers man, Gary Richards. Cheers to you, sir, and say hello to Graham for us. In the final minute, with you and me right here on World Soccer Talk Radio before the Premier League season gets underway, we'll run down the predictions one last time. My relegation picks, Leicester, Watford, and Norwich. My top four, Arsenal with the title, Chelsea 2, United 3, Man City 4th, Liverpool right on Man City's heels in 5th, but Brendan Rodgers gets the sack at the end of the season. Mauricio Pochettino at Tottenham, first manager to spontaneously combust during the season. Steve McClaren at Newcastle, first manager to get the sack during the season. And Sergio Aguero, El Kun, will be the leading goal scorer in the Premier League this season. He will stay healthy. He will play 31 Premier League games. He will be the leading goal scorer. Let's get the greatest show on earth underway, baby. Premier League time. You gotta love it. Signing off for the gaffer and the producers in San Francisco. My name's Nate Abarrea. Enjoy the Premier League weekend. Bye for now.